Secretary Mullen told state and local officials that they could lose federal funding, face fines, or prison time if they don't go along with President Trump's election security program.
And they choose not to participate in securing the elections. We will make sure that we make those states a priority to look at who voted in their states and hold then the election officials accountable. If the election officials, once we gave them the information they need to secure their elections, and they chose not to, then those individuals can also be held accountable.
With just about 3.5 months to go before the November election, the Trump administration is making voting security an issue. Secretary Mullen insisted this is not about President Trump pushing the false claim that the 2020 election was rigged against him.
At President Trump's direction, our cybersecurity team and CISA will release an updated election infrastructure plan, and it'll be public within 30 days, meaning that will give the states the resources they need to help from the cyber side. From us, if they participate in the SAVE program, we'll provide the resources and training to support state and election integrity.
Courts have stalled Trump's voting initiatives. Judges have determined that the Constitution gives states control over how elections are run. The Trump administration has narrowed its scrutiny on blue states. Mullen said that a government probe found that in California, Nevada, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania,
we found 250,000 non-citizens registered to vote. So for us, we're going to take proactive and reactive measures.
Election officials in California and Pennsylvania said they would review the Trump administration's findings, but noted that they conduct their own voter list maintenance, and non-citizen voting is exceedingly rare. Research has supported that conclusion. Governor Gavin Newsom responded to Mullen with a social media post. He wrote, quote, California has free, fair, and secure elections, and we will fight for them. Try us, unquote. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.